Happy Easter, Eddie.
Happy Easter.
Ah, it's a nice surprise seeing you at a service for once.
Oh, Clary dragged me down to hand over me 50 quid.
Oh, you and Lillian have done so well. All that money for the Urban Fund.
Well, only if everyone coughs up their sponsorship.
Well, I'm sure they will. And I expect you'll be straight off to the pub at lunchtime.
Ah, well.
Your first drink in 6 weeks.
You want to see me, Alan?
I know Lillian won't be holding back.
I'm not touching a drop till tomorrow, as it happens. Not until after the town crier competition. I'll call better with a clear head.
Well, that is dedication.
See, Alan wants to ask something.
Happy Easter, Jennifer.
Happy Easter.
What is it?
Well, first of all, congratulations again, Eddie.
Hasn't he done well?
It must have taken a lot of self-discipline, not having a single drink through Lent.
Well, wasn't as bad as I thought. Actually.
Don't be so modest.
Yeah, you should be proud of yourself. Of
course he should.
But I'm afraid I want to take advantage of your good nature again.
Oh?
I've got a problem that needs some expert help.
You've been wonderful. You and Nigel. Letting me stay here.
We're very glad you came.
So am I. I wanted to put things right.
Well, you have. Now, what about something to eat?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks.
There's no trouble rustling up a late breakfast.
No, really.
Well, you'll have to have a proper meal later on, then. You can't fly back to Dublin on an empty stomach.
Some days I just don't feel very hungry.
All the same, you've got to keep your strength up with everything that's ahead of you.
At the moment, all I'm thinking about is seeing Rory again. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh.
All you talk about on the phone this morning was his Easter eggs.
Well, only another, 4 or 5 hours and you'll be on the plane.
He's really looking forward to it. It was great hearing him chatter away. I'm going crazy without him.
Of course you are.
And this is only a few days. What if...
Siobhan.
What if I'm never there for him?
Oh, come on, don't think like that. You've got to believe the treatment's going to work.
I want to. I want to so much.
Come on, look, the sun's out. You up to a walk round the lake?
Maybe later, when I come back.
You're going out now?
Only for an hour. I have to talk to Jennifer.
Jennifer? What has she... Did Brian...
No, I've got to see her, Elizabeth. To thank her for promising to take care of Rory.
Well, yes, but are you sure it won't... Siobhan, it'll be very difficult for both of you.
I know.
And if you've got the hassle of flying afterwards...
I need to look her in the eye. I have to know that if the worst comes to the worst, I'm putting my son somewhere he'll be really loved.
The trouble is, people aren't always very particular with church loos.
Shouldn't be difficult to put right.
Don't say that.
I tried rooting around myself, but it really needs someone who knows what they're up to.
Well, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong man, Alan.
You've unblocked toilets before.
Simple unblockings, yeah.
You think this is more complicated?
Oh, don't make matters worse than they already are.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Well, thanks for taking a look anyway.
Don't seem complicated to me.
I was hoping to fix it before Amy and I set off to Madrid.
Oh, yeah, I hope you enjoy your break. How long are you going for?
Oh, we're back Sunday night. Train, not plane, Amy insisted.
And basins, yes. Oh, I'd fix one of them like a shot. But toilets. Oh, tricky little beasts, toilets.
All right, I'm coming.
Hi. You must be Adam.
Yes. Oh.
I'm Siobhan Dunham.
Yes. Yes, I know who you are.
Sorry to be a nuisance. I wondered if I could see your mother for a minute.
Mom?
Please.
All right.
Shall I...
No. Wait there, please. I'll see if she's around. Mom? Mom?
In here, darling. Who is it?
It's Siobhan Donovan.
What?
I know.
She's here.
Outside the front door now.
How dare she?
I didn't know what to say.
Brian's not even back yet. I won't have him talk to her in our house.
It's you she wants to see.
Me?
Yeah.
What on earth is she playing at?
I don't know.
Oh, I get it. Oh, the devious little...
Yeah.
She thinks she can change my mind about Rory.
Maybe.
Oh, she's got the nerve.
Do you want me to say you're busy?
No, I'm not busy. I won't see her. Because I don't want to. She's got no darn right to be here. Go out and tell her that.
Lucky old Georgie. Won a lot of birthday presents yesterday. It's our presents today.
Wait till he sees the tractor Edward's got him.
Yeah, plus a load of Easter eggs.
I wish Edward had give it to him himself.
You'll think he's in heaven.
Oh, no.
Life's going to seem all downhill after this.
There you are.
Top.
I thought you might show a bit more Easter spirit yourself this morning.
Oh.
Wouldn't hurt to have a proper look at that church toilet.
Yeah, I've got more important things to do this afternoon, love. God, I'm a bag of nerves thinking about the competition.
Oh, you'll be all right, Eddie. I've heard you. You're really good at it.
Oh, I don't want to go to pieces in front of the judges. I want to show Bert Fry what a real town crier sounds like.
Siobhan!
Oh, Brian.
What are you doing here? What's wrong?
It's all right. I have a taxi coming.
No, get in the car.
What?
Get in the car. I don't want anyone to see us.
Right.
Now, what's going on?
I couldn't fly back without coming here first.
Well, you should have phoned. I've been over at Steve Chalkman's.
I didn't come to see you.
What? Siobhan.
I wanted to see Jennifer. Brian, what's happened? What's changed her mind?
You've spoken to her?
No, only Adam.
Look, let's go somewhere out of the way.
She wouldn't talk to me.
Jenny knows you were here.
Adam told her. He wouldn't let me in, and she refused to come out.
Oh, Lord.
I tried to persuade him. I wanted to talk to her myself. I have to, Brian.
This is better. Look, I wish you'd told me.
What's gone wrong? Why has she changed her mind about Rory? Oh,
she hasn't.
Oh, she must have. She wouldn't even come to the door.
Siobhan, look, it's one thing agreeing to take him, but actually seeing you...
Why not?
When you think what we've put her through...
Look, I could understand her hating me, but this isn't about us.
Yes, I know.
I want to thank her for doing the most wonderful thing.
Yeah, but it's not the right time.
She could have shouted at me or screamed, I don't care. As long as I know she's going to look after my boy properly.
And if she has to, she will. It was probably only the shock.
Because she can't even bear to look at me. What's she going to be like with him? What'll she tell him about me?
Now, don't worry.
He's got to remember me with love. Brian, is she going to make him hate me?
No, no, no. Siobhan, darling.
She's having second thoughts.
No, no, no. Jenny's such a good mother. You're a wonderful mother. She'll come round.
You said she had come round. She'd agreed to take Rory.
She has.
Really?
Yes. I mean, perhaps I played down how hard it was for her.
Oh, no.
And it was only because I didn't want to worry you.
So it's not settled?
Yes, it is. She understands a time may come, God forbid, when Rory needs to live with me.
And her. He needs a mother.
Of course. She knows that. But what happened between us still hurts her very badly. So when you just turned up...
I wanted to ask her forgiveness.
Oh, not now, darling.
Will she turn against him? Because of me?
No. Everything's settled, Siobhan. I promise. Now go back to Dublin. Give Rory my love. And please, start your treatment. All you have to think about is getting well again. Leave everything else to me.
Can you imagine what it would have been like if Alice had been here?
Good job she's still with Debbie.
It would all have had to have come out. The whole sordid business.
I guess so.
Of course, that's exactly what she wants. Her life's been a complete mess, and now she wants to destroy mine.
Mum, calm down.
Well, that's the only reason I can think of. There's no point in coming here otherwise. I've made it absolutely clear to Brian. I will not accept the boy. I simply will not. And that's all there is to it.
Hi. You weren't gone long.
Oh.
I don't have to ask how it went, do I? Awful.
Oh, dear. What happened?
I don't want to stop you working, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, it's all right. Nigel's out here. It's all going smoothly.
In the end, I saw Brian. Not Jennifer. She couldn't face coming near me.
Oh.
And it turns out, the picture Brian painted on Friday, much too rosy.
What do you mean?
Reading between the lines, they've had a real struggle about Rory. She still hates me. Can't blame her. I'm not blaming her.
So?
Tom Brian says it doesn't matter. She definitely wants to take Rory on.
But you didn't get to talk to her yourself.
No. And I'm worried. If Jennifer feels so strongly about me, what's to stop her going back on her word? Deciding that she doesn't want Rory. Or maybe being awful with him if she does. Telling him he had a terrible mother.
Jennifer won't be like that.
She might not mean to be. Oh, I don't know what to believe now. Or who. But I'm not taking any chances with my boy's future. I can't.
No.
I can't do anything else till that's sorted out. I've got to know he'll be happy.
Of course you have.
You're going to be so mad with me, Elizabeth.
I doubt it.
I'm afraid I'm turning into the worst kind of guest.
Oh?
The sort you can't get rid of. I can't leave things the way they are. I've just cancelled my flight home.
Well, we know where we are now.
Wish I was calling first.
No, Eddie, it's much better Derek starting.
What if he's brilliant?
No one remembers the first contestant in anything.
Oh, I don't know, Lily.
Second spot's much better, as long as you're good and loud.
I will be.
Now, don't forget, one of the judges is staying in the bull upstairs with the windows locked.
Yeah, I'll make sure he hears everything.
That's my boy. Now, come on, let's get ready. Breathing.
Oh, I'm going to let so many people down if I don't do well.
Breathing. That's it. Now, look, you're not going to let anyone down. Bert's no threat.
Fat Paul's brought all his mates special.
Yeah, I saw. Like something out of the Hall of Mirrors.
He even gave me 20 quid for staying dry through Lent.
Fat Paul?
Yeah. Well, he usually can't find his wallet without sat-nav. I was quite embarrassed.
You shouldn't have been.
Hey, don't seem right somehow.
Well, it's all going to a worthy cause. Though, I have had the odd pang of conscience myself.
What's Clary busting a gut for?
So I've chipped in a bit extra on the QT to add to the donations I've been given.
I might have some very good news for you, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
There's a rumour going round about Derek Fletcher.
Hate holding you back on a bank holiday. You've so many visitors.
I do allow myself a lunch break, you know, even when you're not here, so stop worrying.
Ugh, being such a nuisance.
No, you're not.
Oh, I should be gone. When I told Mum I wasn't coming back last night, and Rory was there, waiting for me.
I know.
I wanted to reach out so much, put my arms round him. If there'd been another flight. But I can't go back.
Actually,
yet.
Siobhan.
It's impossible. I don't know what's happening. Oh, I just have to know one way or the other.
Nigel and I were talking in bed last night.
Did I keep you awake, walking around?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just couldn't sleep.
No, we never hear anything from the guest rooms. I hadn't realised you had such a bad night. Were you in pain?
No. The stuff they give me is good for that, but every time I closed my eyes, I saw Rory. On his own.
Well, why don't you bring him here?
What?
That's what Nigel and I were talking about. We'd look after him. You could start chemo in Felpersham. I mean, Freddie and Lily would love having him here. I'm sure it can be arranged.
That's really kind of you, but...
It'd be a lot simpler than worrying about getting back to Ireland in time.
Thanks, but... No.
Why not?
Well, apart from imposing...
No, you wouldn't be.
I just want to... Look, it's important to spend time with my mum just now. This is breaking her up too.
Oh, yes, of course it is.
And I can get back for the chemo. As long as... I have to see Jennifer first. It's no good guessing.
You're not going back there today?
No. I promised Brian. I maybe did more harm than good yesterday. So I'm going to wait a day or two, let him square it with her before I go round again. But I'm not going home till I've sat down and talked properly with her. I have to know. Will she love my son?
No, Brian!
You've every right to be upset.
I will not keep going over and over this!
I had no idea she was coming round. It was completely the
wrong
thing to do.
Have you any idea? Have you any idea at all how I felt?
I really am sorry.
Well, then stop talking about it once and for all.
Yeah, we can't leave things like this.
I made it quite clear again last night. It is all decided.
It isn't. I mean, if... And it's a big...
Oh, there's no point repeating yourself, Brian.
If something happens to Siobhan, Rory's future has to be safeguarded.
That is no concern of mine.
Well, it is of mine, because he's my son.
As you keep rubbing in.
Look, whether I like it or not, it does affect me. So inevitably it affects
you. Look, I made my position perfectly clear.
Know how painful it is for you, Jenny.
No, you don't. You've no understanding at all.
I wish I could change what's happened, but I can't.
Well, there's no sense talking about it anymore, then, is there?
There must be some way, something I can say to get through, because life isn't going to stand still, you know.
Don't you dare patronise me.
We may have decisions forced upon us. Surely it's better to stop and think
You're simply wasting your breath.
To look for some way forward before it's too late.
What is it, darling?
I need Brian to come out and help.
Oh, not now, Adam. Your mother and I are busy.
It's a very good time, actually. You might as well go and help him, Brian. I've said everything that I've got to say to you.
Let's do it again, Mr. Derek Lencher!
What a time to get laryngitis.
Oh, I wish I was 1,000 miles away.
Oh, don't be like that, darling. Look, this is it. Now, Clary's holding little George up to see you.
Oh, that only makes me feel worse.
Oh, where's your backbone gone, Eddie? Victor is there for the taking now Derek's out of it.
If our next contestant can come forward, Mr. Eddie Grundy.
Oh, flippin' heck.
Go on, champ. Now, remember to pick up the handbell and then show them what you're made of.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to.
Hurry up.
Come on, Eddie.
Keep breathing, you're going red.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Most welcome to Ambridge. Sparkling jewel in fair Borsetshire's crown, where farmers and farriers mingle, where country folk have met in fellowship since before the time of good Queen Bess. The Saxons saw these fields and thought them good. The Romans stood atop the mists of Lakey Hill. They spied a land of promise with rich harvests of food and fine company. Today we do the same. So welcome, visitor. Take up the cup of fellowship and rest a while with us by the flowing Am. God save the Queen!
It's out of the question, Adam.
You keep putting it off.
I can't drop everything to walk the wheat with you.
You agreed.
Well, not now.
Well, when? We don't want mildew getting hold.
Well, tomorrow afternoon if I have to. Now, if that's everything.
And what about the deer calves?
Well, what about them?
I told you at breakfast. They need worming before we turn them out.
Well, get Jeff or Andy to help.
Easter Monday? Jeff's off. Andy's only come in to go through the lambs.
Well, you can't expect me to do it.
It's a two-man job.
I'm busy.
You've got enough time to make Mum's life a misery.
That's completely unwarranted, Adam.
It might do both of you good if you're out of the house for an hour or two.
Oh, heaven's sake. Tom!
Hiya. Do you want the quad bike leaving out?
You finished with the pigs?
Yeah, Jazz has just gone off.
Well, then perhaps you can do me a favour.
Ryan.
Try me.
We're a man short for worming the deer calves. Any chance I'm help?
Well, I don't know anything about deer.
There's nothing to it.
It's managing the gates, really, but it's not fair to
ask. Sure, Tom doesn't mind.
Normally, no.
He knows he can ask us when he needs a favour, so...
When were you thinking of?
Now.
Yeah, I want to get them out today. I wouldn't ask otherwise.
Oh, I'm meant to be meeting Bren in 20 minutes.
After all, we've helped you enough in the past, haven't we?
Well, yeah.
Dug your business out of a hole, found you somewhere to live.
Yeah. All right.
Not too much to expect, is it? Occasional helping hand.
And be sure to get your copy of the Courier before you go. Bye now.
Oh, Eddie, I'm so proud.
I can't believe it.
You were wonderful.
Oh, careful. You're crushing me Easter egg.
I'm sorry.
George, you can have it. It's the 20 quid I'm pleased about.
He was cheering his head off for you. And William and Joe. You were miles better than the rest.
You know what Bert said during the presentation?
No.
Congratulated me on winning.
So he should.
Then made out he wasn't bothered he'd lost.
Oh, of course he was. His call might have been a load of old rubbish, but I bet he spent ages on it.
Says he's more interested in being a volunteer at Lower Locksley than a town crier.
That's just sour grapes.
So much for his April Fool's trick. Well, I've had the last laugh in tight.
Of course you have.
Mind you, a lot of it's down to Lillian.
No, it's been a big help.
I thought up the ideas. She made them fancy and old-fashioned.
But you was the one who's had to get up and call.
Oh, my knees were knocking.
We didn't show, love. You really looked the part.
Do you reckon?
When you got up there and looked out at us all, I wanted to shout, "That's my husband, that is."
I'll look even better at the final. They'll end you a costume to do it in. Yeah. Hat, breeches, the lot.
Oh, that will be some. Hey, come and tell the others.
Here you are, Eddie. A pint to start the celebrations.
Wasn't he wonderful, Lillian?
Oh, I'm ready for this.
Fantastic. And I shall remember Derek opening his mouth and squeaking like a bat for years to come.
Oh, that's good.
I bet you've forgotten what beer tastes like. It's been so long.
Yeah.
You've really earned it. And you've helped so much, Lillian, giving up your time.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
All them drafty training sessions at the cider shed.
Well, virtue is its own reward, Clary. I never came away without feeling a little warm glow inside.
Bren'll kill me. Hardly seen her over Easter.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. The job's got to be done.
I won't forget I owe you.
It's Brian's attitude that bugs me.
Well, the sooner we crack on, the sooner we finish.
I mean, I don't mind helping out, but it's the way he asked.
He wasn't at his best.
Like, just because me and Bren are renting the nest, I have to do whatever he says.
You're right. He goes out of line.
Is that what it's going to be like all the time now?
No, he's got a few things on his mind at the moment.
Yeah, I've got that.
He's being offhand with everyone. It's not personal.
No?
Sorry if it seemed like that.
So what is bugging him?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
There's got to be something pretty big.
Can you see through the other gate?
I couldn't get any sense out of him last week either. Ben spotted something about our sales, but when I tried to explain to him...
Look, it's probably not the best time to talk business.
Is something happening with the farm?
What?
I'm not an idiot, Adam. I can see something's going on. Is he thinking of selling up? Expanding?
The gate? Tom?
I've got a right to know if it's going to hit my business.
Can you let them out?
All right, I'm only asking.
Forget it. It's nothing for you to worry about. Honestly.
Have you brushed out all the loose stuff?
Yes.
Properly, Joshy.
Well...
Go on, have another go. If the surfaces aren't clean, the concrete won't take. No point patching up the clamp if that happens.
Okay.
That was the Natural England guy. He's just left Felpisham.
Start with the furthest one, okay?
He should be with us in half an hour or so, depending on traffic.
Uh-huh.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. Give it some welly.
I hope the rain holds off till we've walked the farm.
Yeah, it looks ready to bucket down, doesn't it?
Did
Did Nigel give any more idea what's happening when he rang?
I didn't ask. He just said Siobhan's staying on a little longer than expected. Apparently she's not very well.
Is that okay, Dad?
Oh, top work, that man. And the next one. I don't know what she's doing here. And as long as Brian doesn't try to drag me into it, I really don't care.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Brian.
Hmm?
How about Whiteacre?
What? Oh.
We agreed 2 o'clock.
Well, can't you decide yourself if the wheat needs spraying?
I'd rather not. It's marginal.
I really haven't got time, Adam. 101 things to think about.
Yeah, I need a second opinion. Whatever I decide, I don't want any comeback from Debbie, after.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I'd appreciate you sticking to what we agreed.
All right. I'm on my way.
Yes, that's what they are. Lady's smock.
Ha!
Also known as cuckoo flowers.
Oh, Dad would have known that.
Good for attracting orange-tipped butterflies. It's one of their favoured plants for egg laying.
But nothing special.
To be honest, I wouldn't be looking for anything much in the way of flowers on this part of the farm.
You're not?
On a mainly dairy farm like this, we wouldn't expect too much.
Nitrate fertilisers, I suppose.
Exactly. But right here, you've got ideal conditions to develop some wet grassland. The sort of habitat that'll attract wading birds, especially snipe.
Well, we see plenty of those, don't we, Ruth?
Yeah, they used to be nesting along here somewhere.
Can I ask who owns the field next door?
We do.
Oh, good. So there wouldn't be any problem if we asked you to block off the ditch?
No problem at all.
Is that likely, do you think?
Very likely. There's a whole lot of things we might want you to do. Block off field drains, reprofile the ditches, anything to create the right sort of conditions.
I see.
Does that put you off?
No, it's fine.
You've got to remember, this is the higher level scheme. It's going to be fairly demanding.
Yeah, of course.
The point is, it's competitive. If you were just offering us a new hedge, I don't think we'd be interested.
No, we'd like to improve the conservation value of the whole farm, wouldn't we, David?
Definitely, yeah.
Well, with this piece of wet grassland, plus the archaeological sites up on Lakey Hill...
You think we're in with a chance?
You mentioned a piece of wet ground, the corner of one of the arable fields.
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's where we can start talking about flowers.
Right then. Longfield it is. Just follow me.
Oh, I thought it'd pass over. Bleak, predictable. Well, no point in me coming up here at all.
I'll just have to sit it out.
I can't sit around and watch. I've got to get on with.
I think we should stay, Brian.
Why?
Give Mum a break, if nothing else.
No, don't be ridiculous.
She deserves a chance to relax. The atmosphere between you two is poisonous.
No, it isn't.
She was completely washed out this morning.
Your mother and I are trying to deal with a very difficult situation.
Of your making.
Which is frankly none of your business.
I'm just letting you know what I think.
Thank you very much.
It's time someone did.
Adam.
How can you ask her to take Rory?
Only as a last resort.
It's so selfish.
No.
And it's cruel.
I'm not trying to hurt your mother, Adam.
What do you think we're doing?
I'm being realistic.
I can't believe you even suggested it. Don't you think the affair was bad enough for her?
I can't change that. That's the past.
It was. Until you asked Mum to look after Rory.
Only if we have to.
Unbelievable, Brian. There's no have to about it. Tell Siobhan it's impossible.
I can't.
Of course you can.
No, I can't. I'm Rory's father.
As if that means anything.
How dare you!
You can't walk back.
Watch me.
Admit it. You've hardly ever even seen him.
Criticise me all you like for the past, Adam, but don't you ever accuse me of not caring for my son.
What about Mum? Don't you care for her?
Of course I do.
Then why don't you tell Siobhan no way?
This isn't about Siobhan. It's about Rory's future.
No one's saying you shouldn't take financial responsibility for him.
I don't give a damn about the money. He's my boy. That's all that matters. I held him as a baby, my son in my hands. Every day of my life since then, I've thought about him. And I'm not meant to care if his mother dies and there's no one to look after him.
Get in. You're getting soaked. Get in, Brian. Maybe I shouldn't have said... Obviously, it's very sad that Siobhan's so ill, but
It's no excuse to torment Mum.
If I was Matt or Steve Chalton, I'd write a cheque and walk away from the whole business.
Maybe that's the best thing to do.
Maybe, but I'm not wired up that way.
Close the door, it's coming in.
Never have been. Adam, when I first met your mother...
What's that got to do with it?
I just want you to understand.
I accept you feel something for him, but I'm not going to change sides here, Brian.
I've never tried coming between you and your mother, have I?
No.
So when I first met your mother, you and Daddy came first. It was never said, it never needed to be. When your mother and I got together, those were the rules. Two children already. Should have run like hell. But I loved her.
So, accepting us was a duty?
No. Well, perhaps at first, yes. You were hard work, you know, Adam.
I wasn't so wild about having you around, either.
Yeah, we made sure I knew that.
I was a kid.
It was the price of being with Jenny, I thought. Then something happened. Something extraordinary.
What?
Even before Kate and Alice came along, it stopped being just a duty. I began to enjoy you and Debbie driving me crazy. I started loving you as my own.
I'm not saying you didn't care.
I mean, I could understand you not wanting me there.
I never thought that, Brian.
No?
No. But you and us, it's not the same
as... Two young children? Needing a father? Needing to be looked after? Loved? Just like Rory now. It's not that different, you know.
Does he really mean that much to you?
If he loses his mother, he becomes my responsibility. It's that simple. You, Debbie, Kate and Alice. And now, Rory. It's the same for all of you. Unconditional. If he needs me, I'm going to be there for him.
The sort of thing we'd like to see here is what we call a floristically enhanced grass margin.
Is that anything like an ordinary field margin?
Yes, pretty much.
But with a bigger range of wildflowers, I suppose.
We'd expect you to sow a wild bird seed mix, something to attract the target species, grey partridge and corn buntings.
And what sort of area are we talking about?
It would have to be 2 hectares minimum.
Well, we should be able to manage that, okay?
Yeah, easily.
Good. Well, that seems straightforward enough.
Anything else you want to see?
No, I think that'll be fine.
We'd better get in before the rain starts again.
Yeah, it's looking dodgy up there. Anyway, listen, thanks, Vince.
I've enjoyed it.
Good.
It's a nice farm, and great to see the kids getting involved.
Yeah, they often help their mum with the milking.
And they're interested in the new hedge, help them plant it.
So they're expecting it to happen?
It's okay, they know we might not get the grant.
Ah.
Look, we probably shouldn't tell you this, but we've decided we're going to plant it even if we don't get accepted for HLS.
You're in for a nice surprise, then.
You mean we're in with a chance?
A very good one. I think you should go ahead and get your FEP done.
Great!
Oh, Adam, hello. Thought you went home ages ago.
I did.
Oh, you're not back to do paperwork again, are you?
No. Ian and I were chatting over supper. Made me think I should come back to see you.
Who?
Where's Brian?
I don't know. Don't even know if he's in.
We had quite a long talk earlier. About Rory.
Why were you talking to him about that?
The subject came up.
Well, I'd really rather you didn't.
I know this is very difficult for you, Mum.
There's no need for anybody to talk about Rory. The matter's closed.
Well, he and I, we both think... I know why you didn't want to see her on Sunday.
Adam.
But perhaps you do need to talk to her.
Siobhan?
I know it's asking an awful lot.
It's completely out of the question, you know that.
The other thing is, I don't think anything's going to change unless you do something about it. I think perhaps it's more complicated than we realised.
Oh? Why?
When we went to look at the wheat, Brian and I had a few words. Angry ones.
What happened?
Well, nothing to worry about, but one minute we were arguing and then he let his guard down.
Oh, and what did he say?
Stuff he's never really told me before.
Yeah, or such as?
About the past, how he felt about Debbie, me, when you two got together. How he feels about Rory now.
So, he's hoping you'll change my mind.
Now, he knows I wouldn't even try. But I can see he's not just being stupid and insensitive for once.
Well, that's more than I can.
He really has got a connection with Rory.
Yeah, that's precisely what that woman's playing on.
I think it's real.
And what about letting me down?
If you want Siobhan to go away and leave us alone...
Oh, don't I just...
She needs to hear it from you, Mum. You've got to spell it out. There's no possibility of you taking Rory.
After all, she's done.
I know.
Oh, I wouldn't trust myself in the same room as her.
What if it's the only way to get rid of her? If you made it absolutely clear...
Oh, I would.
It would force her to find another solution. You'll have taken it out of Brian's hands.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, she can't come here.
No.
I won't have her in our house.
What about somewhere else?
And if Brian knew I was seeing her...
He won't.
Well, he'd pester me, and then he'd pester me...
We won't tell him.
Well, I'd only do it to make her see that... Oh, I can't, Adam. I can't even stand the thought of it.
Mum, it's the only way of breaking the deadlock. You don't have to do anything. I'll set it up.
I don't know.
If it stops the whole awful business once and for all, isn't it at least worth trying?
Ah, Lizzie. Thought I'd find you skulking in here.
Afternoon, Kenton.
Hiding away in the office while your minions do the real work.
You been to see Kathy?
Yep. Working away like a Trojan. You ought to give her a pay rise.
Fine. Oh, go ahead and sit down. It's not as though I'm busy or anything.
What are these?
Oh, people interested in becoming room stewards.
Oh, yeah. Any good ones yet?
Two or three worth inviting for a chat. But Fry seems very keen.
I would offer to train them up for you. You know, give them the benefit of some Uncle Cedric charisma.
That's quite all right, thanks.
But I've already said I'm too busy, haven't I? Too much of a slave to running Jack's.
So I see.
Why, everyone's entitled to the occasional afternoon off. You should be grateful I'm here.
I should.
Yeah, I've been putting hard-earned cash into your coffers.
Oh, what have you bought?
Ta-da! As soon as I saw it in the shop, I thought, I have got to get one of these for Mario.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, look, listen. That's the best toy owl I've ever seen.
Has there been much competition?
This little fella's going straight to New Zealand.
Oh, hang on a minute, Kenton. Siobhan!
Hi.
It's nearly 3 o'clock.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
I think your visitor will be here.
Yes, I'm going down there now.
I just wanted to check you'd remembered the time.
Thanks. See you.
Uh-huh.
Blimey, she's been having a few late nights, hasn't she?
Kenton. Poor Siobhan's... Well, she's very run down.
Yeah, well, I can see that.
She's been working too hard.
Well, I can see Kathy getting worn out as well, if you're not careful. I mean, the shop was absolutely heaving.
Well, that's good.
I hardly got a chance to talk to her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Customers kept interrupting us.
Are you sure it's Trojans? You said Kathy was working like one.
Oh, yeah. Famous for being hard-working. If any of them apply to be room stewards, snap them up. Who's this one from? Oh.
What would it take to make you disappear and let me get on with my work?
Is Hugh still serving vanilla cheesecake in the orangery?
One of his best lines.
OK, treat me to a slice of that and an Americano and I'm out of your life. For at least 24 hours.
Come on, then.
Excuse me, Oh.
Hello, Jennifer. Come in.
Yes. It's all right.
Do you think we should close the door?
I shan't be staying long.
Oh. Only We probably won't be disturbed here, but I...
Oh, no, very well.
Thank you for coming over. Would you like a drink? Coffee? Cup of tea?
No.
Yeah. Where would you like to sit?
I'll be all right here.
It's very good of you.
Siobhan, there's no point mincing words.
No.
I can see you're not very well. But even if you don't make a full recovery, I will not take your son into my family.
Kenton?
I'm doing it for the little boy in the corner.
You?
See, he's looking.
Yeah, the whole place is now.
Oh, yeah, OK. Back in the bag, Mr. Hoots. They'll all be rushing to buy one afterwards.
Yeah, all rushing to get away from you.
You're not ashamed to be seen with me in public, are you, sis?
Of course not.
I'd have thought you'd be immune to embarrassment by now, being married to Nigel.
But, you know, he wasn't being rude when he shot past us.
He was like a man possessed.
Yeah, I think he'd seen the Abbey wine van arrive.
Ah.
It's the big delivery today. I expect he wants to oversee it.
Oh, so you've got all your hooch now.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice stuff.
Well, a lot of it will be going to our grape pickers. We promised a dozen bottles each.
Well, at least we'll get a chance to swill those your birthday bash.
What birthday bash is that?
You tell me. I'm waiting for details. Only just over a week and you'll be officially middle-aged.
I've told you what we're doing.
Have you?
Mum and Dad are taking the children while Nigel and I have a weekend in London.
Well, yeah, but that's for you two. What's the big celebration with everyone else?
There isn't one.
What? You're turning 40 and you're not, I don't know, ritually sacrificing a few of the rare breeds?
Certainly not.
Or making a wicker man to pop Reg in? Oh, come on, you've got to mark the occasion somehow.
It was my choice. I wanted a nice, romantic weekend in London.
Oh, I don't know, young people today.
We'll have some gorgeous meals, some galleries, a fabulous hotel, and a show.
Which one? We Will Rock You.
Porgy and Bess.
Okay, I approve of that.
Knight and I both like Gershwin.
Actually, I do a pretty good version of Summertime. You want to hear it?
Not just now, Kenton.
What was that? Come again? Ah, Mr. Hoot says he'd like to.
Would you like me to get you some water?
I'm fine now, Jennifer.
I knew it wasn't a good idea coming here.
That's not you. I had a woozy moment, that's all. I haven't really eaten much this morning.
Do you want me to go and find something?
No, honestly, I'm all right. I guess I'd been a little nervous about seeing you. And then I wasn't expecting. I didn't know you were going to be quite so direct.
I can't see any sense in doing otherwise.
No.
Well, I want you to be quite clear about where we stand.
Oh, you've made that perfectly plain.
That's good. That's what I came for.
And you're fully entitled to say no, but... Can I ask... What changed your mind?
About seeing you.
About Rory.
I haven't.
Oh. Only last week you seemed ready to... You were willing to take him.
No.
But I thought that...
No, that's not true at all. Whatever made you think that?
And Brian said...
What?
That you were proud of him? For facing up to his responsibilities?
Is that what he told you?
Yes. Isn't that so?
No, of course not.
Oh.
I might have... perhaps I said there was something... Well, not admirable, but was something I could respect in him, not wanting to run away from his responsibilities.
But now you feel differently.
But I wasn't saying I'd take the boy. The exact opposite. I told Brian it was impossible.
Oh. That... That wasn't the impression I got.
Did he say we would take him?
If I die, yes.
Oh. And you believed him?
Yes.
You clearly don't know my husband very well.
He didn't seem comfortable saying it.
No, well, he wouldn't. I don't think he actually enjoys lying.
No.
Well, At least now there's no confusion.
No.
So, if you're sure you're all right on your own...
Oh, Jennifer, there is something else. I know it's too late,
well,
but...
what?
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yes. Really sorry.
How can you say that now?
I know it's too late.
If you think, after all you've done, trying to tear apart my marriage, you can just... No, no, Em. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's leave it at that.
I feel terrible about what you went through.
I'm not here to ease your conscience.
I've been through agonies over it myself.
Oh, I don't think you know the meaning of agony.
I didn't then. You were a very strong and loving mother, which is why I'm asking... No, why I'm begging you to think again.
What? No!
Look, if I'm not here for much longer, Rory will need Brian, and you.
I've made it perfectly clear.
You could be so good for him.
Well, how dare you even ask?
If it means my boy will be safe, I'll ask anything. I don't know how long I've got. I can't afford pride. I'll get down on my knees if you want me to.
Oh, sit down, Siobhan.
Can't you understand? Surely you can. You've got four wonderful children of your own.
Oh, please don't talk about
them. When they were young, Rory's age, when you held them in your arms then, felt their breath on your face, their cheek on your...
Oh, please stop it!
If you'd known, the chances were you wouldn't see them grow up, not be there for their birthdays, to wrap up their presents, watch them grow, wipe their eyes when they broke up with friends. Never ever be there when they needed a hug. Can you imagine? You think I don't know agony? You don't see what I see when I close my eyes.
I've got a tissue here.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. Thanks. Hate me all you want. That's fine. But he's innocent. I'm going to fight so hard to stay with him, but if I can't, I have to know he will be loved and cared for. He needs his father.
Look, you've got a mother and a sister.
I thought about asking them, but...
Look, Brian said you had some reservations, but given the circumstances...
I don't want to. I can't ask them. They can't give Rory the love he needs.
Well, neither can I, Siobhan.
Oh, you don't know him.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. Brian's tried to show me photos once or twice, and I can hardly bear to look. I'm sure he's a very nice child.
He's my angel.
But I'd never see him like that, and all I'd see is where he came from. Remember what I suffered. So I couldn't love him.
There's no chance at all.
No.
Please. If I'm not there, Rory should be with his father.
You're making too much of that.
No.
Brian's hardly spent any time with him. There can't be much of a bond.
No, if you only saw them together. The way Rory's eyes light up. That's why I'm so determined. They belong together. Father and son. I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing you.
I can well understand why you've asked.
You'd ask too. All that matters is Rory's future.
I am really sorry for what's happening to you, Siobhan. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Not even your worst enemy?
No. But I really think you've got to look at other options. Do talk to your sister again.
Oh, I don't want to.
Because I can't help you.
Don't you even think about it? Forget all about me. Just think about it. A little boy who's maybe going to have no one.
I've said what I came to say.
If you can't forgive me, don't take it out on Rory. Let him be with his father.
I believe you're starting some treatment in Dublin, aren't you?
Yes. Next week.
I do really hope you get well again, Siobhan.
Did you wake up feeling you'd been trampled by elephants as well?
Oh, I've been working on the clamp an hour, Alistair, and I'm only just loosening up.
Nick runs a pretty mean fitness session.
Yeah. I never knew I had fast twitch muscles before last night. Oh. Well, let's hope it's worth it when the Village Cup starts.
Well, keep telling yourself it will be, David.
Yeah. So, what is it you want me to take to the meeting tonight?
A few leaflets and a couple of posters.
Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah, okay, no problem.
Shula's starting to panic. That's why I promised I'd drop them off at the end of my calls.
Oh, not sure how many of our NFU regulars are going to be too keen on a sponsored race.
Well, stress it doesn't have to be competitive. It's a family thing. A rally more than a race.
No, will do.
Absolutely anyone's welcome to take part.
You're getting that desperate.
We haven't had many takers yet.
Oh, don't worry, be fine. Josh is really up for it.
Is he?
Once he sussed we wouldn't be the fastest family, he decided we ought to do it in fancy dress.
Well, Shula's taught me and Daniel into going round on horseback with her.
Ah, now I must remember to say that at the meeting. Bikes, running or horses.
Do you want me to leave the leaflets in the kitchen?
Is that okay? My hands are a bit...
Yeah, sure.
I'll walk over with you then.
All right.
And if you've finished your calls, you haven't got 2 minutes to look at a U, have you?
Won't be a stop here, Eddie. No, back some more. There's another length of pipe to put on.
How far?
Go on, bit more.
Hey.
Careful.
Get out! Oh,
you all right, Dad?
What's that blessed window doing opening?
Clary spring clean.
What a waste of a day off it.
She wasn't best pleased with the compost I dragged in on me boots yesterday.
Well, it was rather ripe.
It was the final straw, she says. The old house needs freshening. That's why I thought I'd stay out of her way.
Well, it's a chance to give the ferrets a run.
Yeah, they need the practice.
Could be a good day on a Saturday.
I hope so. I don't know how many folks normally turn up at the Darrington Bazaar.
Oh, there'll be plenty wanting to watch the ferret racing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, it's not to see the ferrets, to see you.
Oh, give up.
Oh, you're getting quite a name for yourself, Eddie.
Oh, I know.
Winning the town crier.
Oh, that was only a heat. Don't mean nothing. No, it's the final in a fortnight that counts.
Well, there's quite a few think more highly of you for the church money you raised with Lillian Bellamy, eh?
Oh, don't remind me. Mr. Pulling calling round last night.
I know.
I felt so bad taking the money off.
£2 more than he originally agreed, eh?
It was the way he pressed me hand when he gave it me.
You put the rest of us to shame, going dry for so long.
If he hadn't had a nip through to use our lava, I'd have cracked up.
Oh, if only he knew, eh?
I didn't think how many points I'd put away up at the side of ship.
Oh, I know, Eddie. I was there for some of them, eh?
I can't help feeling a bit guilty of it.
Glad to hear it, Eddie. So you should.
Hello, Clary, love.
You want to think twice about what you say next to an open window.
Caroline finally persuaded us.
Well, I bet my sister didn't need much convincing.
You know Shula. She'll grab any chance to dress up.
When is it?
Sometime in May.
Yeah, I'd guess that much from it being the Grey Gables May Ball.
Well, I don't know the exact date. Now then,
Do you want a hand catching her?
No, if I get her in a corner, I should be all right.
Well, we separated her out this morning.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah, nice one.
Ah, let's shift you. Don't want to be sitting on your tail.
I trimmed back the hoof and I gave her the spray.
Oh, no doubt about that smell.
9 times out of 10, that sorts it.
It's the damp. There's a fair bit of foot rot about.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Yeah, for once I've got nothing to treat it with.
Well, don't worry. I've got something in the car.
Do you mind?
No, of course not.
Well, obviously we'll pay.
Oh, just for the antibiotics. I'll spare you the call-out fee.
Oh, well, that's nice of you, Alistair.
No problem.
It does seem a bit cheeky, taking advantage of you being here.
It's common sense. I'd come with the leaflets, so... Yeah.
I'm always after favours at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got to chase a bike up for Ruth for the bank holiday rally.
Well, haven't you got one?
No, and if we're bringing Ben, I need a trailer bike as well.
Ah, well, you know where you can borrow one of those.
Yep. I'm afraid Nigel's in for a call.
Now, well, make sure you get hold of one. We need every entrant we can get.
What time's check-in?
4.
That's all your luggage?
Everything I brought with me.
Right. Well, perhaps going back's the best thing for the moment.
There's no point in me staying. I want to get my treatment started.
Mm.
Rory's in such a state without me.
Is he?
Crying a lot, Mum says. Being a little devil.
Oh, Siobhan. Oh, I've made the most awful hash, haven't I?
What did Jennifer say to you yesterday?
Not a great deal. Just told me she'd talk to you. So now you knew where you stood.
That's true enough.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying to... I mean, I didn't think of it as lying.
Mm.
I was bringing Jenny round little by little.
It doesn't seem to have worked.
Well, perhaps if you hadn't tried to see her...
Brian?
No, I'm not criticising you. But it was all so complicated. I mean, I only wanted you to fly back and get well again. Without any more worries. And that's why I said Jenny agreed.
I worked that out.
And, you know, I really think she was beginning to move.
Not from what I heard yesterday.
I mean, it must be so difficult. For you and her.
It took a lot of guts for her to come over.
Mm. Well, I wish I knew what she's thinking now. She's spending most of her time on her own.
That's not a good sign, is it?
No. No, I only hope she hasn't become more entrenched. She's got such a good heart, you know.
I can see why you married her. And why you stayed married to her.
Perhaps if she's given time...
I doubt it.
Let me talk things through with her again.
Look, it's all right, Brian. I've come to a decision.
Oh?
Last time I did. After all, it's me causing all the trouble.
No, you're not.
And there's a simple answer. I've decided not to die. How about that?
Darling.
Solves everything, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I want more than anything. And Rory, all of us. Yeah, you must keep fighting.
I'm going to.
Good.
With everything I've got. I have to, for his sake, but...
Yes.
In case the miracle doesn't happen, I suppose I'd better talk with Niamh again.
What for?
Tell her how things are. Warn her she'll maybe have to take Rory.
No.
I'll be realistic.
I am being realistic. Don't talk to Niamh. I can make Jenny change her mind.
You think so?
Yes, I'm sure of it. Now, please, Siobhan, believe me.
It's time we made a start for the airport.
Grinning all over his silly face, you were typical Bert Fry. Couldn't find the key for the church fast enough.
He agrees with me. It'll be a nice surprise for Alan when he gets back from Madrid.
Well, don't see why the vicar can't get a plumber in to fix the toilet.
No need now, you two's volunteered.
Volunteered? I ought to be working with Brooklyn and Romeo.
Eddie.
Then there's me cryo practice.
We agreed. We won't make it public that you was fibbing your head off.
You should have kept your mouth shut, Eddie.
Cheers.
Well, won't do no good telling everyone.
It'll be a disaster.
Not when the money's going to charity, but you are not getting away scot-free.
Oh, it ain't fair, Clary. I may not have been 100% perfect.
Ah!
But I drank a lot less than I normally do.
Ah, well, no, that's true enough.
Teetotal. Any idea at all what the total part means?
Oh, flipping heck.
Anyway, it's time you stopped moaning and got on plumbing.
We best leave him to it then.
Eh?
Yeah, well, I can see the sense in Eddie making recompense.
Oh, thanks,
Dad. Well, it's only natural justice, but I wasn't claiming to give up the booze, so be right.
Don't even bother, Joe. You knew perfectly well what Eddie were up to, but you didn't say no.
No.
Well, you kept quiet while a lot of decent people handed over their money under false pretenses.
But that
makes you an accomplice. Every bit as guilty as what he is. That's why you're helping and all.
Well, fair enough, Clary. I only wanted to get the reason straight in me head, that's all.
Well, I hope you have. Because I'm off. But you two ain't leaving till that thing's fixed.
Don't worry. We'll put it right. Hi, Clarita. Might as well get our sleeves rolled up.
Have you brought any rubber gloves?
Just ain't fair.
Well, I wasn't going to argue with her no more.
I mean, Lillian pulls exactly the same trick. She was off to New York this morning. All expenses paid.
Yeah, I know.
Here's me, up to me elbow in an S-bend.
Always the way for the F-nuts.
Now, what's the problem exactly?
Will you be able to manage the trolley when you go through?
Oh,
what's the matter, darling?
Nothing.
What is it?
I'm okay. Sometimes I get a twinge in my side. It passes off.
Look, are you sure you're all right to travel?
I'm not staying away from Rory a minute longer. I'll wheel the case. It's not heavy.
Can't we find someone?
Don't fuss, Brian.
Yes, but I hate you going off on your own like this.
You've done everything you can for me.
Oh, I wish I had.
You tried your best. And I understand why you wanted me to believe Jennifer would take Rory.
Look, you're not going until you realise that if anything does happen, and you know how I feel about that.
Yes.
If it does, God forbid, I will look after our son.
You don't have to convince me you love him, Brian.
Of course I do.
But you also love Jennifer.
Look, I'm going to go home now. Sit down with her calmly and rationally.
I won't leave Rory with someone who can't love him. And I don't think Jennifer can.
Well, I just can't accept that.
It's funny. Not so long ago, I wanted you to leave her.
Yes.
Now I don't. It'd be no good for Rory. And no good for you. You love her too much.
I love Rory as well. And you.
That's the problem for you.
Oh, don't worry about me.
If it's any comfort, I don't think I ever really stopped loving you either.
Oh, Chiffon.
But all I'm worried about now is what's best for our boy.
I swear, somehow I will find a way.
You take care of yourself, Brian.
Oh, and you, darling.
Gently.
Sorry.
I'm glad we saw each other again.
I'm going to do the right thing by Rory, I promise. And you tell him his daddy's coming to see him. So I'll come to Dublin as soon as I can.
I better make a move.
Please.
Look after yourself, okay?
Tell him, Siobhan. As soon as I can. I won't walk away.
Let's see if her foot's any better,
Morning, Ruth. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Bert. You're cutting it fine, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Aren't you meant to be at Lower Loxley this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Having a chat about being a room steward.
Well, Elizabeth called it a chat, but I reckon it's more of an interview. So I've been doing my own work. I've read everything about Lower Loxley I could get my hands on at the library and the county records.
It won't do much good if you're late. I thought you'd set off ages ago.
No, I'm all right. Nigel's picking me up any minute.
From here?
Yeah.
We weren't expecting him.
Well, he's been seeing the boss and Jill cluing them up on the arrangements for Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh, right.
And since I needed a lift, he said he'd use Elizabeth's car for once.
Mum?
Go on ahead, Ben. But be careful,
Okay.
He wants to check on the ewe with foot rot.
Oh, she ought to be back in the flock.
She will be soon. I promised we'd look in before me Hassett Hills meeting.
Ah, right.
You know Linda's roped him in for her Maypole team.
Oh, has she?
I hope he'll cope with the bigger children.
Oh, he'll be a natural.
Josh wasn't having any of it.
Well, I know Linda's pleased the poll's finally been finished. They're doing the display on Tuesday, aren't they?
Yeah, May Day itself.
Ah, here he is.
And Linda's arranged for the Darrington dancers to come along as well.
Well, show us how it's done properly.
To make sure there's one presentable dance, I guess.
Huh. It'll be nice seeing a maypole on the green again.
I think the only reason Ben agreed is because he's got a real soft spot for Molly Button.
Hello, you two.
Molly?
Hi.
Did I hear you discussing the charms of Molly Button?
Ben's completely smitten.
Fred is the same.
Oh, she's a nice little girl.
Freddie claims he doesn't really like her. But that's why he's joining Lily in the Maypole team.
It's funny the way all the other children call Molly the Mushroom.
Inevitable, given her father's job.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
Nigel, has David said anything to you about bikes?
Yeah, I've told him to look at what we've got whenever he likes.
Thanks.
Now, is this for the rally? Where are you going in for it as well?
The whole family is. Three-line whip from Shula.
Oh, well, I'm taking part and all.
You never said.
I don't quite see you on a horse, Bert. So, bicycle? On foot?
No, I'm a marshal. I'll be stamping race cards at one of the refreshment stations.
Mum?
Sorry, Ben. Bye, you two.
Bye.
See you, Ruth.
Right. Well, I'll just wash my hands, Nigel.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Then I can start telling you all about Lower Loxley on our way there.
Oh, Jenny, I've just made us some coffee.
I don't want any, thanks.
Well, why not? Let's have 5 minutes together.
I haven't got time.
Well, can't you make time?
No.
Well, you were at Honeysuckle till all hours yesterday.
Well, I don't need your permission to talk to Adam.
No, of course not. But we haven't had a chance.
Look, we've said everything that needs saying about Rory.
That's not true, Jane.
And Mum's due at the hairdresser's in 20 minutes, and I promised to sit with Jack. So if you don't mind, Brian, I'm not going to make her late.
Right, I want to go in via the main entrance because this is the view our visitors get when they arrive.
Magnificent.
It is, rather. But then, naturally, they come into the house with a host of questions about the facade.
I'll be ready for them.
And particularly when they've noticed 1702 above the lintel.
And then wonder
why we've got that date when all the literature says Lower Loxley is Jacobean. Which, of course, is
1603 to 1625. Now, that's when James I was on the throne.
You certainly know your kings, don't you?
And I know about the additional building work here at the start of the 18th century.
Oh, good.
When an extra wing was added to the original manor house, and the front remodelled on a much grander scale.
That's right.
So some people say Lower Loxley's a Jacobean building wearing Queen Anne's clothes.
Spot on.
But what they might not know to ask is what happened in Elizabeth's time.
Lizzie?
Elizabeth the First.
Oh. Well, there wasn't anything here then.
Well, not on this exact site, no. But if you look at the records for the late 1500s, there was a wealthy wool merchant round here.
Oh, yes.
Owned some of the land that's now part of your estate, he did.
Robert Legge. Yep, we know about him.
He had to be living somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, but there's no
record of the house.
No, that's true. Although, to be frank, we find visitors are really interested in what happened before Lower Loxley was built.
Except for the cursus, I expect.
Sorry?
The cursus. The Neolithic processional way, which may have touched the southern edge of your estate.
Oh, I'm not sure that...
Of course, it's a very controversial subject.
Is it?
Oh, a lot of local archaeologists ensure there really was a processional way in Mid-Borset.
No?
The banks have all been ploughed out long ago.
Yeah.
So it's open to dispute.
Right.
But standing here, we might only be half a mile from where Stone Age man chanted to the sun 5,000 years ago.
I wonder if we should...
Or dismembered their dead to appease their gods. Imagine your visitors' faces when I tell them that.
Hmm. Yes, perhaps we ought to go into the house now, Bert.
Huh?
Hello?
Oh, Ruth, come in.
Hi, Brian. Is Adam around?
We're
meant to be going to Nick Springs together. We've got a Hassett Hills meeting.
Oh, yes, yeah, he said.
I was expecting him to be in the yard. We agreed 22.
He's not in one of the sheds?
No, I had a quick look round and he's not answering his mobile either.
Then I'm afraid I don't know.
I wondered if he's up with the deer.
I've no idea, Ruth.
No problem. This sounds like him. It is. Sorry to bother you.
And finally, here's the steward's room.
Centre of operations, eh?
A place to leave valuables before going on duty. Make a cup of tea, that sort of thing.
Very nice.
So, if you have any last questions.
No. I think I know most of what I need to know.
Good. Well, thanks again for coming for a chat.
Oh, not at all. I only hope you find it useful.
Oh, yes, yes.
At least we've cleared up that confusion for you.
The,
You know, about the long barrows and round barrows.
Oh, yes. Long barrows are...
Neolithic. Round barrows are from the Bronze Age.
I'll try to remember that.
Oh, I never got a chance to finish what I was saying about the trade goods found at Loxley Norton.
Ah.
Come all the way from Christchurch Harbour. I can tell you how. I know that.
But perhaps another time.
Ah, so you do want me to come back?
Well, I'll have to talk it through with Lizzie first, but I'm sure the answer will be yes.
Oh, marvellous. Frieda was right to make me wear my lucky socks.
Given certain provisos, that is.
Oh?
I've been very impressed with your enthusiasm, and your spirit of inquiry is second to none.
Once I start studying summit, I don't stop.
Well, perhaps before we trial you as a room steward, that's precisely the area we need to look at.
I don't get you.
It's not a major criticism. I've learnt many new and fascinating
things this morning.
I spent hours in the library preparing.
Oh, I can tell. However,
yes,
very few of them were actually to do with Lower Loxley itself.
Oh.
The history of the house, the gardens, and so on.
Well, I had so much else to find out first.
And your dedication in doing so is commendable, but nearly all the inquiries you'll face will be about the Pargeter family and the present buildings.
Oh, was I wandering off the subject a bit?
Possibly, once or twice.
Oh, dear.
But otherwise, you made a very favourable impression.
Oh, thank you.
So, I'm going to suggest you take away a little light reading.
Oh, all right.
The steward's folder giving general background information.
Uh-huh.
A copy of the standard guidebook.
Yeah.
And some extra notes written by one of our existing stewards.
Yep. Ooh. Will I have to do an exam on this?
No, not at all. But I'd like you to read it up, let's say with particular reference to the hallway.
The hallway, right.
And in a couple of weeks, if you're ready...
I can start as a guide?
Not quite. We'll put you in the hall and let you have a go as a room steward for the afternoon.
I'll be more than ready. You can count on it, Nigel.
Oh, how long have you been back?
Not long.
I didn't hear. You didn't come over to the office.
No reason I should have done.
How's Jack?
As you'd expect.
Not one of his bad days?
No.
Look, I can't say it often enough, Jenny. It was wrong of me, completely wrong, to tell Siobhan you were prepared to take Rory. But, I mean, I only did it to protect him. He's the
one... Is it when you go to Hungary?
Sorry?
She said Rory's eyes light up when he sees you. I mean, she can't have been talking about when he was a baby. He wouldn't have known you.
Yes.
How often?
There's never been anything with Siobhan.
How often, Brian?
A few times. No, I mean, not that often. And I had to see him.
I honestly believed you were being open with me about photos and presents. I really thought that's all there was.
Look, I tried not to care, Jenny, to forget about him, but I couldn't. I had no choice.
There are always choices. And you always choose to be deceitful. It was only afterwards it sank in, what she'd said. I wonder if she knew she'd let the cat out of the bag.
I'm so sorry, Jenny.
Oh, stop apologising. I hate that more than anything. Oh, I've no one to blame but myself. I know exactly what you're like. That's part of what made meeting her so utterly awful. Her expression when she realised you'd lied to her. I recognised that feeling so well.
If there was more time, I wouldn't have tried to push things on. I mean, that's the only reason I was untruthful. But she has to know Rory will be safe. I mean, you saw how ill she was.
Yes.
Well, then surely, whatever happened in the past...
Oh, Brian...
You must have felt some pity for her.
But of course I did. I'm not a monster. I wanted to hate her. I do hate her. But not like that.
So is there a chance?
Look, it doesn't change anything. I will not be made to feel guilty.
No.
And I will not be pushed into taking that boy. Do you understand me, Brian? I will not.
We all want the same thing, don't we? Siobhan to get well again. Well, I wish I could believe it was going to happen, but I don't think it will. So we have to look at what comes next. I won't try to tell you what you mean to me, Jenny. I haven't got the words. And I know I haven't the right to ask this, but there's no other way. I beg you, darling, not for me. God knows I don't deserve it. But for Rory's sake, won't you please think again? Is there any way?
Why can't you just leave me alone?
Jack
Jennifer gets her priorities in order when we're back in Ambridge just after seven tonight. And in a minute, Sue McGregor will be reuniting some of the original cast, writers and producers who brought us EastEnders. The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.